Hey, Soulplay campers! We are back with our Create a Way camp counselor, Wendy Fadan. And Wendy and her beautiful children, Jack and Rose, are sprinkled throughout this camp with so many fun things. And Wendy's an author and an illustrator and just a creative thinker. And if you did not hear Wendy's chapter from her Wearing My Weird book, Let's Pretend, make sure that you listen to that if at all possible, or check out her books. And I was inspired from that chapter of your book, Wendy, to play pretend with you.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing, Soul Play campers. You have seen some of our videos where I was able to play with some of our other camp counselors in person. But Wendy lives in a different state than I do, and I did not get to her house this summer. So we're going to play pretend in two different houses in two different states. And actually, we're going to count your house and wherever you're living, because you're going to play with us too. And so even though we can't hear your voice right now, you can play along, and we have the places online where you can share too. And we always want to hear from our Soul Play campers. Okay, so Wendy, if you were here, I would say, Wendy, do you want to play with animals?
Okay, yeah, I'll play with animals.
All right, I have a giraffe right here, and I have a monkey coming out of a banana. Crazy, huh? Okay, so do you want to be the giraffe or the monkey, or since it's pretend, you can make up your own animal if you want.
Maybe can I be the monkey with the banana?
Sure, I think you should be. All right. So you gonna name the monkey?
Okay. Murphy the monkey.
All right. You know that Jeremiah's name is Vila Murphy. His last name is Murphy.
Oh.
But we won't tell him that he's a monkey tonight. He's not even home. He doesn't even know. Murphy the monkey is coming out of a banana. Okay. And I have this beautiful giraffe, and she's actually carved out of wood.
Uh-huh.
Now, in my Lori Store Read books, I have Cat the giraffe, who's very fun. But I'm going to make this nice wooden giraffe. For some reason, I just want to name her Gina Bell. So Gina Bell is just kind of hanging out, looking outside the window at the leaves on the trees, when all of a sudden, here comes Murphy.
Okay, and Murphy's got his banana, and he's wanting to share with the giraffe, but he doesn't know if giraffes like bananas. Do giraffes like bananas, Murphy asked? Do you like bananas?
Well, Gina Bell smiles, and she nods her head yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Now Murphy has a problem because he really loves his banana.
Yeah, he's like inside it. He's like inside that banana.
Yeah, he really loves his banana. And he's like, okay, well, how much of this banana should I give away to the giraffe?
Gina Bell says that she decided she would rather eat leaves.
Okay, well, that makes Murphy happy.
Yeah, I think so.
He was just asking to be nice.
He didn't really want to share. Well, I get it, because Murphy's actually inside the banana, so.
Oh, okay, that's right, he's inside the banana.
Yeah.
His place to, you know, he's, and what he does inside his banana, okay, so he's inside his banana, and he's like, okay, well, you know what, I can, I've got some stuff inside my banana here where I can make things, you know, like I can make banana sundaes, banana ice cream. I can make banana custard. And
what about splits, banana splits?
Banana splits, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, maybe I can, I can put some, like, banana, I can put a piece of a banana inside a leaf and give it to the giraffe, and I think that's what I'm going to do.
Oh.
I'm starting to, like, okay, he's got, like, his own little...
factory in there.
Yeah, it's like his kind of like his, this. He goes around in his banana, and he, I'm changing my mind about how he feels about sharing, actually. I think he's deciding that he wants it to be his business to go around and share banana things with people and different animals. Like, try banana. Even if you don't like bananas, give it a try.
Yeah, and Gina Bell, she's actually feeling a little bit scared that maybe she isn't even going to like the banana because she really eats a lot of leaves. But she thinks it's important to try new foods.
Okay.
And she's really touched that Murphy will share with her. So she's going to taste the banana.
Hey, I'm going to just spread a little bit of banana mush on this leaf and see if the giraffe's going to like it.
Okay. So Gina Bell is sticking out her very long pink tongue. Mm-hmm. And she's licking up some of that banana off the leaf. She says she likes it, but she still likes the leaf better. So Murphy is safe. She's not going to eat too much of the banana. But she really likes that he would share it with her.
Well, now Murphy's starting to think, well, you know, I still want to be friends with this giraffe. Well, maybe the giraffe doesn't like bananas too much, but I really like this giraffe's long neck. And I'm wondering if she's going to let me climb up her neck.
Yes. Gina Bell says that she's happy to let Murphy climb on her neck as long as he rinses the banana off of his body.
Because
the banana's a little bit slimy for her. She doesn't really want the slime on her neck.
Yeah.
Let's just take out the hose and give Murphy a little squirt down. It'd be good for him to get out of that banana, you know.
That's right. I guess.
A little change of pace for a while. Now, don't worry, Murphy. You can go back to your banana, right? And then,
okay, so I'm rinsing myself off with, no more banana stuff. Okay, I'm nice and clean.
All right.
I'm going to hop on top of
Gina Bell.
Gina Bell's back.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, she's really tall.
Yeah, she's really tall. And you know what? She's going to take off running because she sees a banana tree and she wants Murphy to be happy. And so she's going to take him up to the banana tree and check it out, Murphy. Look at all the bananas that are way up high in this banana tree.
Oh, my gosh, this is heaven. Oh, wow. I've always had to climb the banana tree before to get to the bananas, and all I had to do was jump up on Gina Bell's back, and wow. Now I'm just going to climb up on her neck a little bit and reach for those bananas. Oh, this
is... She is so happy. She feels like a really good friend right now.
Oh, I'm so glad I met Gina Bell. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, Murphy, for coming over to play. And Gina Bell, she's actually going to trot back to her flower trees and leave Murphy in the banana tree. Is that okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wendy Fadan, that was fun being my long-distance playmate.
Yeah.
So, playmates, when you listen to Wendy's chapter, Let's Pretend, in her book Wearing My Weird that she shares with us at Soul Play Camp, you will get to meet a couple of her animal friends from when she was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can't remember your red dog's name. What was the red dog's name?
Briar Fox.
That's right. Briar Fox.
I'll definitely have to take a picture of the one that I can still find. I can't find Briar Fox anymore.
Oh.
So sad.
Yeah.
I have one of my Dinos I still have.
Okay. We want to see. Thank you, Playmate Wendy Fadan. You are awesome. And it's just been so great to connect with you. I've seen you around on different places on the internet. And one day I will come over to your house.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
And we want to just thank you again for being part of our Soul Play Camp. And we want to thank Jack and Rose because they have some really fun play date videos in camp. And so make sure you look for Wendy Fadan on her page, and when you can catch more of her, and when you can catch Jack and Rose and their castle of cups and their shoelace art and just some really, really great stuff. So thank you so much, my soul play friend, Wendy Fadan.
My pleasure. This has been fun.
Yay. All right. Keep playing, Soul Play campers. And we know that Wendy Fadan is going to keep playing and creating a way.
Yay!
Yay! All right. Cool.